and smile. Now, last month, the National Trust opened up more of Max Gate, the Dorchester home, beautiful home, designed and lived in by Dorset author Thomas Harby. And it was open to the public, bits that were never seen before. But there's one person who gets to see all of its nooks and crannies all of the time. And this person's a volunteer. It's Jacqueline Dillon, and she's living there while she finishes her PhD in Hardy folklore. Yes, you really can get one in Hardy folklore. So we sent along a lady who loved Tessa the D'Urbervilles as a young girl. It's Zoe Kleiman to find out more.
There's nobody here. I do hear lots of mysterious noises, creaks and groans. It's mostly the pipes, they say, but I do feel like there's a sort of energy in the house. Everybody, the visitors and everybody who visits seems to be saying that there's a sense of energy here, a happy energy, that, you know, an energy of creativity in this house, present even still.
So, Jacqueline, we're sitting here in your living room, and we are in the house that Thomas Harby both designed and built himself. What would this room have been at the time?
This room started out as his study, his first study, where he wrote The Woodlanders, where he revised The Mayor of Casterbridge, one of his most famous novels. It would eventually become the bedroom. Zoe, you're actually sitting on the spot where he died.
Oh, my goodness, am I really?
Yes. That's the servant's bell just there next to you, where the servants, he would have rung for the servants to take care of him in his last days.
Oh, that's giving me the shivers.
Yes. This was in 1928.
Why do you think he chose this room? I mean, it's quite a big house. There are lots of rooms here that he could have decided on as a bedroom.
Well, I've slept in this room, and I think it's because you have a large east-facing window over here. So when the sun rises in the east and you're sleeping here, you have this beautiful sunlight coming up that wakes you up. Harby was a morning person, and I think he relied on that sunlight in an era before alarm clocks, for example. He relied on that sunlight to get him up out of bed and get working in his study. He was a workaholic, if you will, who worked very regularly in the mornings in his study.
But you didn't decide to make this your bedroom yourself?
No, I preferred not to be sleeping in the room where he died, to be honest. So I'm sleeping in what was his and Emma's first bedroom. Emma was his first wife.
You're quite a Thomas Harby expert, aren't you? Do you feel closer to him living in this place?
I do feel immensely closer to him, looking out on the same views that he did, seeing the changes of light he did. So many of his poems and his recollections about life in this house, I feel like I understand better for having seen what he has seen as well.
Max Gate has been open to visitors for just over a month now, and it's still largely unfurnished. So what is it, do you think, that's bringing people here?
We have a lot of architecture buffs who are coming, who are sort of banging on walls or creaking around saying, right, so what was this wall? Because Harby, as an architect, he was trained as an architect, of course, before he was a novelist. He added on to this house twice in a big way beyond building it. So there's a lot of strange, quirky architecture here to enjoy. And then for the Harby fans, you're seeing these spaces that the Harbys lived in for the second half of their lives.
What do you think he would make of 21st century Dorset?
I like to think he would be happy about us talking about him now.
Do you think he would have embraced technology? Do you think he would be happy that all of his books are available on e-readers now?
Harby did have a marketing side. For example, he said, I've noticed that we sell more books if we put the word Wessex in the title. So can we do that? So in spite of being a great artist, he also was in touch with marketing. So I think that he wouldn't be entirely against the e-readers, to be honest. He would be pleased that people were still reading him, I like to think.
Interesting stuff. That's Jacqueline Dillon talking to our reporter Zoe Kleiman.